You're right in the middle of an area that, of course, has had mad cow come up. How did you begin to investigate this?
Well, it all started really, because I've always felt that if you've got a disease and it's appearing in clusters, hotspot regions, then you have a golden opportunity to find the original cause of the disease. So what I did, I picked up all the areas around the world where this disease clustered, and I went to visit each location, and I carried out a sort of environmental study, a holistic study looking at the soil, the water, the vegetation, to see if I could identify the kind of toxic needle in the causal haystack to home in and find the actual, you know, that common denominator that was shared by all of these bizarre sort of tiny hotspot regions around the world. And lo and behold, I did isolate. I sort of carried out this analysis of different metals, which I kind of had a gut feeling that they were involved because of the link with metals with Alzheimer's disease, which is a very similar disease to mad cow disease.
We have in this country just really started to take a very close look at mad cow disease, and I'm talking about this program specifically because I don't think our Food and Drug Administration or our Agriculture Department is doing much now. They said they would in January, but they really haven't implemented much, Mark. But one of the main problems here and causes, based on what we hear, and I want your input in this, is that it's in the feed based on the animal parts, the cattle parts, the spinal cords, the brains that they grind up and put into the cattle feed.
Yeah.
Do you believe that that is indeed part of the problem?
Well, I have to say no. I mean, you know, it seems from my studies, I mean, I looked at the feed, this meat and bone meal, as it's called in Great Britain, and this was actually exported out of Great Britain all around the world. Thousands of tons, for instance, went to the Middle East, India, Africa, both as this neat feed, rather revolting stuff, and also already milled up into the concentrates that dairy cows eat. And so many of these countries, like the Middle East, never experienced a single case of BSE at all. And this was the feed out of Britain that had been incriminated as microdoses of this stuff causing the disease. But thousands of tons were going like to Libya and Saudi Arabia for their protein source in the battery dairy herds that they had there. Yet, not a single case of BSE. And, you know, furthermore, in Britain in 1988, they actually banned the feed. And, but since that ban, 40,000 cows in Great Britain have developed BSE that were born after the ban date. So if 40,000 cows never had this feed, yet still got BSE, I mean, clearly a school child could see that this causal theory is completely, should be chucked out the door immediately. But I think it's all, you know, a lot of vested interests, a lot of reputations became wedded to this hyper-infectious hypothesis. And these were powerful people, powerful scientists who literally mastermind the sort of scientific community here in Britain. They were running with this hypothesis. And they weren't going to want to have egg on their face. You know, it's human nature.
So, okay, but you do not deny of the really true existence of BSE as a problem, right?
Oh, no. I mean, it's out there. I mean, we've had 22,000 cases, and as you said earlier, I had a few cases in my herd, but these were cows that I purchased in, and it's a foul disease. I've experienced it firsthand. You know, the cow from being a normal, relaxed cow suddenly, almost to the day, comes in to be milked, and then you notice it immediately. It's weird. You just chink a chain, and the cow will go into convulsions at the sound of that chain. It's a bizarre disease. You know, if my child had it, I would freak out. It's
Well, and one of the problems here is we don't know, and let's we'll get into what you think some of the causes of this could be.
Yeah,
is that we really don't know how many people might be afflicted because of the prions and everything else that is associated with this, do we?
Well, you see, I have a slightly different line. I mean, I'm not denying that this prion protein is involved in the cause of the disease. But, you know, for viewers that are perhaps muddled about this, for listeners that are muddled about this, the prion protein is a protein that is in all of our brains. It's in the mammalian brain. But when it becomes malformed, when its sort of conformational shape becomes malformed, and that protein then ceases to perform its function in the brain, this is, if you like, a hallmark of the disease, but it's not necessarily the cause. It could be the effect of the disease.
By the way, I hear screaming kids in the background.
Yes, yes. Well, they're just about to go to school. I have
speed them up, Mark. You have eight children?
Yes, yeah. It's a bit of a rowdy time of day.
Well, I guess we're going to have to let them leave at their own time, I guess.
Yeah, they're going sooner.
All right.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that what I identified in these environments where I went were these very high levels of certain metal microcrystals in the environment, usually involving manganese, barium, strontium, or silver. And if these can pass through into the brain, because of other environmental factors that weaken the blood-brain barrier, if they can get through into the brain, then they might have an affinity with this prion protein and actually bind up with the protein and other proteins as well, like ferritin, and form this kind of massive crystal-like structure in the brains of what become the victims of this mad cow disease. And it's these rogue metal protein crystals that are the hallmark of this disease. But the protein is just a part of that process. It's not actually the cause. The cause is this rogue metal microcrystal that is being produced in the environment and then breathed in, taken in by the misfortunate individuals.
So in your opinion, Mark, there is nothing wrong with the feed that they give the cattle?
I wouldn't go as far as to say that, but I think it's a red herring to say that it might have had a role, but a very slight role, in building up the metal. So when the metals, well, I believe that actually they're radioactive. My research has shown that the Chernobyl eruption actually caused the massive epidemic of BSE that we've had in Europe. And it's these radioactive metals that are going to get into the cows. You then slaughter those cows and feed them back to other cows. And sure, a bit like the DDT crisis, you're going to get a bioconcentration effect through the food chain. But the cause of BSE was from strontium-90 microcrystals that contaminated the pastures in Great Britain, which came out of the big Chernobyl nuclear power station eruption.